The American Broadcasting Company Radio Network presents Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy are on the planet Gargita, pursued by a band of Chardier's agents.
We're gaining, mister. We're almost to the top of the ridge. Then it'll be downhill to the ship.
Lucky for us, we don't have any weapons, sir.
Sardu probably gave him orders to take us alive.
From what we know of him, that isn't going to be the trick.
If we can keep this lead, we'll be safe.
Hey, they have done it.
Here's the top of the ridge. Now a final spurt to the ship.
Smoke and rocket, Commander, look! Our ship is gone!
We'll be back in a moment with today's exciting Space Patrol story, Planet of Discord. Medical science has conquered many frightening diseases in the past. Now scientists believe they may soon have control of the infantile paralysis. A trial polio vaccine has been developed and given to hundreds of people with no ill effects. To prove its effectiveness against paralysis, mass field tests will soon begin. Your generous contribution to March of Dimes has brought the hope of final victory this near shore. But many, many extra millions of dollars are needed to launch this crucial, what is hoped to be the final assault on polio. Your help now, with extra dimes and dollars, is the only hope for victory. Join the 1955 March of Dimes. Give extra. Give more than ever before. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Now, today's Space Patrol adventure, Planet of Discord. Agents from the planet Gargita are in the solar system searching for a jeweled crown that was hidden on the planet Earth centuries ago. Because of the secret and wild message of the agent, Commander Corey has dropped all attempts to recover the crown, hoping to force all parties to the intrigue out into the open. Now, in Commander Corey's central office, Terra headquarters, Buzz places a report in a folder and hands it to the red hand.
Can you leave half up this office?
Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, I have that file also.
Yes, sir.
Is that the boss going to be?
Yeah. I thought he's rather a group called the League of the Green Serpent. Our time is all fair, say to that.
I can't convince him that we don't torture or eliminate criminals.
Not even fires from other service systems.
Can we get anything out of it?
Not that we're going to let him know. He told us the true names of other Saudi agents working on it. There wasn't anything about the other captain, except that their agents were also extra talented by the leader.
You know, sir, I haven't thought about it. Both sides in this idea that we would rather have the time stay lost than have the other side recover.
That's right.
I know one thing, sir. I'm going to get the plan until it sets fire and start with seven in our souls. Oh, I think I'm going to get back here about 1300 hours and get it done.
Now, don't forget this folder, huh?
Oh, sure. Oh, you want me to get a receipt from the distribution
center? No, it's not classified with you. Going to the feature editor of the United Planets News Service. We want some data for a special article.
Wait, can I know? I'll be getting real fast when I have to get it back. I could deliver it myself and save it.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's okay for me. I'll see you at 1400.
After a hearty lunch, Space Patrol promises, Cadet Happy strolls through the Paris City Park on his way to the new service building. As Happy walks along, he tosses small pieces of bread to the ever-hungry pigeons that flock around him.
Hey, Pop, sir, give that little guy a chair. Here, sir, this is for you. A lot more, right? I was just talking to the pigeons. They're prisoners.
Yes, I see there. Everybody else in the park seems to be in a special rush. I was wondering if you'd be there first.
Oh, I guess so.
Do you know anything about the master thing, Charles?
Really?
I want to take a picture of the top or whatever. But the film, I don't know how you learn.
Oh, that's easy. You got a new roll of film?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, all you do is slide the pipe into the little round hole in the film, you know? And then you press this lever, so we need to protect the screen and start the thing for the filter.
Yes, I know. It's a leaded camera, and I didn't want to tell you.
Oh, I have to open the camera right behind. Then we better get out of the safe camera.
My surface fire is right over there, but you got them up inside.
Oh, yeah, you could make sort of a print out of your back. It's an invisible.
It's certainly nice of you to go to all this trouble.
Oh, thank you. I like to feel around the family. Anyway.
It's probably dark here.
Oh, this will be fine. I think I can feel it in my cap.
Great idea. I'm sure lucky you found it.
This will take up a little bit of space.
All right, cadet. Inside. Over there and sit down.
Who are you?
We'll find that out later. Now sit down. That's it.
Well, then. Got it. Those are those Sharpie's orders.
You ready? Anyone see you?
No.
Well, I lured him into the car and slept on. Now he's partially under sight control. He'll do anything I can.
We'll
take that uniform off him and get him into civilian clothes. Roger, are you all ready to leave?
I'm fine here.
I didn't pack that space for
him. I said we might want to contact Charlie.
We'll do that after we pass off to that people.
No, I'll put the space name on the tape.
Say that to relax. Just make sure we haven't left any evidence in the other room.
Cleaned out, Jack.
If there's a slip-up, Charlie will hold me responsible. What about the cadet?
He's still glad he's going to call him.
Well, he's probably under sight power. He won't lose him at all.
Just the same, I don't see her either. So he's running over the car.
Well,
I'll
be take off that uniform and get into these clothes. Come on, get up.
Okay, okay. What about those papers that they're carrying?
Just general information, nothing secret.
Still, might be helpful to Shadow. We'll take them along. Well, cadet?
Yeah?
I suppose you're expecting to be rescued on the ground here.
What do you mean?
You know your fault, Charlie. And that isn't going to stop us. We've got a spaceship ready at the spaceport.
It's an emergency, Mr. Cadet.
Standing by for two doctors and an assistant. We're rushing some vaccine to Saturn City Hospital.
That's right.
We're going to a lot of trouble for nothing. I don't know where that town is, and if that town would be injured, I'll do think I'm going to learn any defense secrets from me. He's crazy. You know why? Because I don't know any big secrets. And that, gentlemen, is just one of the advantages of being a cadet.
Oh, that's the best. You don't think we put any value on anything like $6 of yours, do you?
Hey, now, wait just a minute.
Corey, we won't. It was just what we wanted you to do.
No, Corey, you're being taken with our deal.
Huh? Oh, fucking awesome.
You've done something our best agents couldn't do for that. You've led Commander Corey right into Shardu's touches. Acting quickly after receiving the space-of-home message from Hatcher, Commander Corey alerted the spaceport and then blasted off in the Terra 5 in order to be spaceborne in the event Shardu's agents evaded the guard.
circling within the viewscope range of the telephoto spaceport. Buzz monitors the space patrol frequencies and those used by the Gita Apex. As he speaks to the telespace control operator, the answers come back in code to prevent interception by Guardian's fire.
If you're sure every ship has been checked, then Happy must still be on Terra. I'll be named Spaceborn. Something's coming on one of Gita's frequencies. I'll call you back. Hurry up.
Okay, Mr. Gargo. Your plan worked. Our first ship passed through the Terra space flight. Death is aboard. Proceed at once to the Star Gita.
I'm going to call you aboard Terra 5, calling Space Control Terra. I'm setting a hyperspace vector for Gargita. I'll try to contact you when I come out of Star Drive. Hurry up.
Good luck. I'm going to be able to take that ship before we can start, Gita.
I can help you, Commander.
What?
Don't try to move until I tell you. I don't want to use this gun.
How'd you get aboard?
The mechanics cover all the help. Plus the infiltration of a gun by a fast fire.
And you're one of Shardy's men?
No, Commander. I am Greco, the sworn enemy of Shardy. I am a solution of the Green Serpent.
In that case, we'll help rescue Happy from Shardy's Inc.
Certainly. The Tibet was abducted nearly 15 years into Shardy's trap on our children. I am here to prevent that.
Fine, in that case, you can put away the gun.
You don't understand, Commander. My method of keeping you out of Shardy's hands is to destroy you both.
We'll return to Space Patrol in just a moment. Boys and girls, here's a little thought. How long does it take to cross the street? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? Well, that may be the right answer if you're careful to cross the corner and wait for the traffic light. But if you cross in the middle of the block, it may take weeks to get to the other side. Yes, weeks. Weeks spent in the hospital or in bed at home with the broken bones and bruises that come from being in an automobile accident. Don't forget, the motorist doesn't expect to find anyone in the middle of the block. He may not be able to stop in time. That's why it may take weeks from the moment you start across the street until you finally reach the other side. The second you might save isn't worth those weeks you might lose, so be careful. Cross with the light and only at corners. Remember, the life you save may be your own. Now, back to today's Space Patrol adventure, Planet of Discord. Two of Gardu's agents have captured Cadet Happy and are taking him to the planet Gargita. Their real goal is to lure Commander Corey into a trap. With carefully contrived carelessness, they have permitted Buzz to learn their destination, knowing that he would follow them to rescue Happy. As the commander was about to put the Terra 5 in the star drive for the trip to Gargita, a stranger stepped into the control compartment and held Buzz at gunpoint. He revealed himself as Cleto, a member of a faction that opposes Shardu's attempt to become Emperor of Gargita. Cleto has vowed to destroy Buzz and Happy.
Happy and I aren't involved in your affairs in Gargita. What good would it be to get rid of us?
Shardu's agents have gone to great pains to let it be known that Shardu abducted Cadet Happy. If neither of you return, your government will hold Shardu responsible.
You expect the United Planets to help your gang into power, perhaps even use force to put down this Shardu and his followers.
But why not? You have had no trouble with our league, only with Shardu's agents.
Just who is the rightful government of Shardu? Who's in power now?
The League of the Green Serpent has been in control for several years. Then this upstart Shardu started his rebel rousing campaign to restore the Empire.
What I hear, Cleto, your gang wants the crown, too.
Yes. To a large part of our population, the crown is a symbol. There is a legend to the effect that the crown gives the person who wears it infinite wisdom and the power to rule with justice and mercy. When we get to Gargita, we will force you to tell me where the crown is. And with the weapons aboard the ship, the leech can come from Sharky. And then, Commander, you will be eliminated.
But Cadet Hacker, you can at least save him.
Everything. Set a vector for Gargita. Do you know where it is?
Its orbit circles a star near Antares, right?
Yes. Lokina. Do as I say and ask no questions. Remember, your mind is no longer entirely your own. As we have talked, energy from my mind has steadily overpowered you. The side force, you know.
Yes. The vector for Gargita is set up.
All right, Tony. but into short drive. And don't try anything. How long does this last?
Until they come out of hyperspace. Isn't this the way your Gogeta interstellar drive works?
Yes, it's something like it. But not quite. It feels rather strange.
It does?
But I am not blacking out if that's what you're hoping. Just remember, between the sight force and the gun, I am master here, mentally and physically.
We're coming out of star drive now.
For your own good, Corey, I hope you didn't make any mistakes computing the backdoor.
Well, there's a star glowing to the starboard viewport. Recognize it?
It looks like Lupina, all right.
A greenish Class D star. About 40 million DUs away.
It's Lupina. Look in the viewscope. There is Gogeta.
You sure?
Don't you think I know my own home planet when I see it?
There's something else in the viewscope, too. A spaceship.
We'll go after it. It's probably Sharky's agents with the cadet.
If we can see them, they can probably see us.
Well, what of it? They're expecting you. But don't get too close. Let's see if we can figure out what they're up to.
Agent Forvain calling Shardy. Agent Forvain calling Shardy.
Recon. May report, Bonnet.
We have emerged from Star Drive and are now approaching Gogeta.
Excellent. Has Corey followed you?
I assume so.
Here are your orders, Bonnet. There in the work camp, the Keldan town, got the power relay tower. Those men are all loyal to me. Stand there and remain until you hear from me.
Very well, Shardy.
And God, that's
heavily.
As long as we have
this,
we can
work
Corey to help us locate the ground,
operate
weapons and ships.
Are your instructions clear? Yes, Shardu. I will obey them to the letter. Corvain out.
The ship's landing, but it's heading down hundreds of miles from the city.
They can pick up their space phone signals. Leto, do you know what frequency they'd be using?
No.
Maybe that's not Corvain's ship.
Yes, it is. I recognize it as the one I saw at the Terra spaceship.
I can't figure this out. Corvain did everything he could to let me know he was taking Happy to Gogeta. Did you think he'd keep feeding me clues or lead me into Shardy's trap?
It is strange. Perhaps Shardy has changed his plans. It could be that Happy is a more used person here than Shardy originally thought. That must be it. The cadet is no longer based at that view. He is important in himself.
Well, let's get him away from Borbane. That looks like a wild, uninhabited region. We wouldn't have many against it.
No, Corey. Whatever secrets the cadet knows, he will never reveal to Shardy. You are going to bless that ship with your atom cannon. You will do as I say. A fast, slow approach will take them completely by surprise. You heard me, Corey. You can't resist the sight force, so don't try it.
It'll have to be a fast approach.
I know. You are completely under my control now, Corey. Prepare your weapons and increase velocity.
Anything you say, Carter. How's this? Is this fast enough?
There is too much acceleration. I am breaking down.
Just in case you don't, maybe this will help.
In a crude work shack in the mountains of Gargita, Cadet Happy quietly tests the strength of the ropes that hold him securely to a chair. Across the room, Orvine stares anxiously at the spacephone receiver.
I should have heard from Shardu by now. Corey must be near that.
I wanted to call Shardu and find out.
Because my orders are to wait.
Something may have happened. You never can tell, Borden. Maybe the League of the Green Serpent is up to something.
Yes. You shut up. I know what you're up to. You're trying to get me worried, so I'll make a space phone call. And maybe your pal Corey will pick up the signal.
Okay, okay. Sit there and chew your name.
Shardu knows what he's doing. And there's no use of your trying to loosen those ropes today. Even if you get out of this shack, there are 40 men in this construction unit that'll hunt you down.
Well, I'm not trying to get loose. I like it here.
Yes, I bet you do. But just remember, there's nothing around here but mountains and dry brush. Even if you did escape, there's nothing to eat. You'd starve or die of exposure.
Okay. Come on.
Rod, what's the matter?
There's a fire down in this little hideout. The wind's carrying it right toward the camp. Let's go.
It's not our job. We don't belong to this crew.
The chief wants every able-bodied man down there in a hurry. There's explosives in the supply dump. The fire gets much closer.
Oh, all right. How about the cadet? We can put him to work, too.
Oh, no, it's too much trouble to keep an eye on him. Leave him tied up. Come on.
All right.
Rope a little bit more. Commander!
Hi, huh? You alone here?
Yes, sir. Borvane and Rope, they rushed out to fight a fire.
I take it easy. I have a cut loose and stuff.
How did you land without anybody seeing you?
Came in low on the other side of the ridge.
I'm so lucky that fire broke out, or you never could have gotten into camp.
I know. I started it.
Okay, let's go.
Keep your head down, Hap. The farther we get from that camp without their seeing us, the better.
They're also busy fighting that fire.
Come back
there! Well, Bane sees us.
And he's got a gang with him.
Hurry, Hap.
No, they're closer than I thought.
If we make it to the top of the ridge, we'll be in the clear.
Get them out! Don't let them get away!
Hap, there are four men closing in on our right.
They're gaining on us, sir.
We're almost to the top of the ridge. Then it'll be downhill to the ship.
It's lucky for us they don't have any weapons.
Shardu probably gave them orders to take us alive.
From what we know of him, that isn't going to be any picnic.
If we keep this lead, we'll be safe.
Wow, they have got weapons.
Here's the top of the ridge. Our final spurt to the ship.
Smoking rockets, Commander, look. Our ship is gone.
Heavens. Must have broken out of the compartment and blasted off.
Now what are we going to do?
Keep running downhill for us, and they're still climbing.
Even if we get away from that mob. Then what?
We'll worry about that later.
Yes, sir?
What's down there? It's the planet. The shadow is still there.
The shadow left behind. Oh, okay, so we must have blasted off in a hurry.
It didn't blast off. The ship is still there. It just can't see.
Okay.
Somebody needs to stop for us. Hey, run for the shadow.
There they are! After them!
They're at the top of the ridge.
Stop before they reach the ship!
Hear that, sir? They see the ship.
Hurry, huh?
Are you there, Happy? I can't believe it. The ship is there.
It has to be, or there wouldn't be a shadow.
Come on,
men! How can we find the airlock of an invisible ship?
Reach out. Touch the hull.
Hey, I can see it. It's real.
Up the ladder, into the ship, quickly. Close the hatch. I'll blast off. Okay, Happy. Stand by for blast off.
Standing by, sir.
Close port. Close port. Fire jet.
Fire jet.
Up and shipping away.
We made it.
We're still in Sergeant's domain. We can expect more trouble.
Now that I'm back in the Terra 5, I'm not worried. Why was it we couldn't see the ship until we touched it?
Whoever was working that sight force on us must have been concentrating on our sense of sight. I said to touch book or anything.
Well, I'd better check the beast book for that either ship.
Bring Cuddle up here, Happy. May need him.
There's lots of compartments there.
Yeah.
Okay. There he is, sir. Hey, that's kind of groggy, though. I'll keep him covered.
That one. Well, Cuddle, was that invisibility trick some of your work?
Yes. It really took all my strength.
What was the idea?
I figured if nobody could find the ship, I'd have a chance to break out of this compartment. I was concentrating on every detail of the tether farm and projecting the idea that it didn't exist. If you don't think that stuff works, try it sometime.
You did a good job of it, Cretto. Except for one thing.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
You forgot the shadow.
Chadu
of
Dajita calling Commander
Corey
aboard the
Terra 5. Chadu? Keep an eye on Cretto. See
what Chadu's up to. Chadu of Dajita calling Commander Corey. I have an apology to make, and some
for you. Commander Corey to Chadu, go ahead.
Greetings, Commander. By the strength of your security, must be very close to our planet, Dajita.
You mentioned some news, Chadu.
Yes, but first, my sincere apologies for the blessings that have happened. My stupid agents acted without my knowledge, and they are being punished. You will find your ship at the port of Temple City. Happy will be returned to you safe and sound.
Fine. If he's not happy there, may I speak to him?
Well, Commander, I gave him a hearty dinner and passed the seat in my own private quarters.
Oh, I see. And you'll have him at the state fair.
Oh, of course. I'll wake him up very shortly. What was that?
It's me, Chadu. Can I help you? I guess I talk in my sleep.
You picked me.
We'd like to say goodbye, Chadu, but if you still want trouble, we'll be seeing you. A preview of next week's exciting space patrol adventure in just a moment. Here's an important announcement for all college men. If you qualify as an aviation cadet, you can become a commissioned officer in the United States Air Force with earnings of more than $5,000 a year. As an aviation cadet, you'll get the most thorough training in the world in the new field of jet aviation. You'll be flying jets yourself within 18 months, flying easily and safely. You'll be a skilled jet pilot with a new world of aviation before you. If you're between the ages of 19 and 26 and a half, single, and have 2 years of college, you can qualify for this training and for a wonderful jet future. Visit your nearest United States Air Force base or recruiting station and talk it over. Now a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure. Buzz and Happy are on the planet Saturn, searching for agents from Gargita. Investigating an apparently deserted scrap metal yard, Happy glances up at a crane control tower.
The tower looks empty, Commander.
And the men we're after must be in the buildings at the other end of the yard. Come on.
Uh-oh. What's that?
The crane. Someone started the electromagnetic crane.
Commander, look. It's swinging right over our heads. The magnet with scrap metal hanging from it.
Somebody is in that tower, Hap. If they cut the current, that metal will fall and crush it.
Be with us next week for the thrilling Space Patrol story, The Conquest of Gargita. Space Patrol, created by Mike Mosher, starring Ed Kemmer as Commander Corey and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston, produced and directed by Larry Robertson. Executive producer, Helen Mosher. Other players were Ken Mayer, Bela Kovac, and Norman Johnny. Dick Wesson speaking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Space Patrol came to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.